Welcome to Guys We Fucked. Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked.
I'm Christina.
I'm Corinne.
We're sorry about last night.
Fucked. The anti-slut shaming podcast. I never stop.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Guys We Fucked.
The anti-slut shaming podcast, another hot episode coming to you live from a secret location.
Murray, who?
It's Christina's basement.
Yeah, it's my apartment. You guys are wondering, if you ever hear sirens or feet walking around.
Or the clanking of the heat pipes.
In the ghetto.
It's amazing.
When
I listen to it back, I'm like, that's funny because it didn't sound like that going in.
I know. So sorry about that, y'all.
I'm Corinne, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I'm Christina. Hi.
Hey, what's up?
So we have some stuff to plug that we're really, really, really excited about.
Yeah, some fun stuff. You get that Christmas money, that Christmas bonus going. These are places that you can see us perform.
Yeah.
We'll try to go in order. Yeah. So first, this is Corinne. I have Nacho Bitches, which is my monthly show at New York Comedy Club. The Friday after Thanksgiving, which is November 28th, 10 p.m. New York Comedy Club. If you are in the city for the parade or something like that, that would be a fun thing to do. It's only $5 with the code Nacho. Then the following Friday, still at New York Comedy Club, I have Pater Pain, which is still with Jay Nog and
Lady Zombie.
I think she's going to be there.
She's
again.
Great.
She's very sexy and wonderful. So that's another fun show to come see.
Those lips on her face.
On her face.
I haven't seen her.
We haven't seen the other ones. And then also, I know I mentioned I was on Laughs on Fox and My Nine or whatever station that is in your part of the world. That's online. So you can check that out on YouTube. And I'll put it up on my social media.
And is there anybody listening? Is there anybody listening who lives in Pennsylvania, Eastern Pennsylvania, specifically Montgomery County? I am doing stand up. I'm headlining my hometown. Corinne's going to be there as well. She's featuring. I'm doing it on Saturday, December 20th. It's at the Montgomery Theater, 123 Main Street. I'm going to put the link up for tickets. They're $15. It's $15 tickets. It's in a theater, but here's what we're going to do, because usually comedy clubs have a 2-drink minimum. We're just going to have booze available for a cheap suggested donation. So if you want to drink, but it's in Montgomery County, it's specifically Satterton. But I really would love to see all you Pennsylvania, Jersey nearby fuckers at the show. And I'll put the link up. We'll put all the links up for tickets for these in the description on SoundCloud, and our social media will be flooded with this information.
Yeah, that's going to be a hot one.
That's going to be good.
December 20th, Christine and I will both be there, joined by Dan Frigolette.
Yes. And Corey Pace, who is a lovely friend and a very funny guy that I went to middle school and high school with. I'm so fucking excited to see him perform.
Yeah.
It's going to be an amazing night, and I'm going to be talking to you for like 40 minutes.
And you really better get drunk.
Yeah. And
you, Christina.
This has to be. Oh, no.
Performers.
No.
Yeah. I mean, the audience, not the performers.
But like, have a designated driver, because PA. Also, are you currently sitting in an environment where it is 60 degrees or above? Do you need people to host your holiday party? Can we do it? Call Corinne and Christina. I'm quoting our hit video.
No, I know. It's so funny. I was just watching that the other day, and I was like, this should have more than 153 hits.
Yeah, we also have shit on YouTube, guys. We're just going to plug everything we've ever
done. Yeah, this is... We never really do this.
No, but seriously, it's so cold here. And it's horrible, and I'm so sad. I'm in the worst mood ever. I've been listening to System of a Down and the Violent Femmes and all of these crazy bands
that
make me angry.
I listened to all of Iggy Azalea's hits, and I was like, I don't know why everyone doesn't like her so much.
Oh, people don't like her?
Yeah, I really like her.
She's one of the better singers, artists out there that are
like
not
her.
She needs more attention.
Her and Azalea Banks, I quite like them both.
I quite like them. Yeah,
yes.
But no, seriously.
Yeah, so we have this idea, like, but basically, like, I know a lot of holiday parties are probably planned already, but do you own a company? Do you work for a company that has money? It doesn't have to be a shit ton of money, but you know, it should be some
shit
money.
Shit ton is cool.
Whatever money you want to give us.
I ate lunch off of my Dunkin' Donuts gift card.
Just
give you a hint.
So we'll host your holiday party. We can bring other comics, or we can just bring ourselves.
We're really funny.
We can host musicians if you want to do a talent show for your company, whatever the hell you want.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're good at hosting.
Whatever the hell you want, we'll do it. We're experienced hosts. hopefully your company is in a warm climate. We just want to get the fuck out of here and do some comedy and drink some drinks. Okay. We'll hang out with you all night. We don't care.
I'm in a weird mood. Mm-hmm. Just the weirdest, craziest, angriest. It's like on and off. Like I forget how upset I am. And then for maybe like 10 minutes and I'm like, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And then I'm like, oh yeah, no, everything sucks.
No, Christina was texting me this afternoon.
I feel like I'm going crazy.
And I thought my phone was broken. Cause I was like, how am I texting myself?
I know. I was definitely pulling a Corinne. But yeah, I'm just in the weirdest fucking mood. And it's been for 3 days.
Yeah, it's because it's really fucking cold.
I guess.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess that's why.
Is there something else wrong that you want to talk
about? No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
I mean, also, sometimes you're just allowed to be in a bad mood.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But it's like, I haven't been having sex or masturbate. Like, none of that. It's not even like a, I don't want to. It's just not even in my mind. You know, when you're in that mood, you're like, I don't. Mm-mm.
Oh, I'm in that mood a lot. Yeah.
Ugh, it's such a bummer.
Yeah, no.
And I can't, I'm such a happy person that it's only been 3 days, but I feel like I'm going insane because it's been 3 days of sad.
That has to do with the coldness, though. Because I feel like I'm going insane too.
Oh man, it's rough.
It's when you, well, in New York, when you have like 3 feet to pace around when it's cold out.
Oh, it's so rough.
It's like being in a cage.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
We're rats in cages.
No, I know. It's very freezing. Smashing Pumpkins of us.
We got a message on our SoundCloud that
was alarming.
It was alarming. And I won't read the name because she asked to be anonymous, which is totally fine. But I'm going to read this to you guys. And if there's anyone, some people who email us that are above the age of like 30 are like, I know I'm probably one of your oldest listeners. No, we get emails from people from early teens to the 60s, 80s, whatever. Our shout out to Canada, Nana.
Nana.
I love you. Hi, and I miss you. And I've never met you, but I just feel like we're soulmates. but yeah, so this message is from a freshman in high school. And it really alarmed us.
Yeah.
Hi, Corinne and Christina. I'm a freshman girl in high school. Last night, I was dancing at a school dance with all of my friends. Also, keep in mind that everyone at the school school dances are super close together, and you're constantly getting pushed. Don't you love school dances?
Oh, memories.
So this senior started grinding with me, and I didn't think anything of it because a lot of kids do it. And then I got separated from my friends, and I was just with this guy, and I was surrounded by a lot of other seniors. Anyways, the guy started rubbing me on the outside of my shorts, and then he put his hand in my pants and started fingering me. I tried to pull his hand out, but he was way stronger than me, and I couldn't do it. He wouldn't let me go, and I tried grabbing onto a kid in front of me, but the guy on me pushed the kid who I was trying to grab onto. He kept grabbing on my boobs and my butt and was pulling my shirt higher and higher, and this whole time he was fingering me also. I don't know what to do now. He was 17, so I don't think he would get in trouble. Should I tell anyone? No one knows, not even my friends or my parents. That would just be kind of awkward.
Oh, this email made me want to throw up.
You got finger rape. Like, that was a very rapey thing that happened. I don't know what constitutes. Does rape have to be insertion? I don't think so.
I think it's, I mean, I would, it's rape. It's rape.
That is very alarming. And if someone puts their hands on you and inside you and you don't want that to happen, it's a school dance and everyone's mashed up together and the music's really loud. So maybe he couldn't hear you. I would elbow him hit him in the face or something. I would act like a crazy person.
He knew that you didn't want this.
Yes.
And don't ever let anyone tell you, oh, you wanted it. You didn't want it. You were fucking pushing on him. And this is the problem.
Very, very alarming and not good.
This is the problem in the male-female thing. Be like, oh, you know, women are always accusing men. Well, it's because men are just physically stronger for the most part. And this is why it's such a huge problem. And this is why it, for the most times, is scarier for women than men. We're not saying that men never get molested or raped.
Of course they do.
But rape happens. You can't stop a rape if you physically can't restrain the person.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just not possible. Unless you have some sort of a weapon.
So we wrote you back on SoundCloud saying that we're so sorry this happened. Thank you for telling us. If you're going to tell somebody, please, and you emailed us, that's great. Tell somebody that you trust. Don't tell your friends. Your friends aren't going to do shit because they don't have any power over this guy that did this to you. guidance counselor, parent, teacher that you really like and trust. Please, 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 if you haven't already, please tell somebody.
And you need to tell people fast. You can't let it sit like this. That's the important. And it's very relevant right now with the whole Bill Cosby thing, because it's these people have been sitting with this for years and years and years. I can only imagine the amount of therapy and how it's affected their real life relationships. You can't let things like this sit, okay? You did nothing wrong. You should not feel guilty. You should not feel embarrassed. Something bad happened to you. You need help, and the other person needs help, and also to be punished.
Yeah. You need help, and that you need to tell somebody.
Yeah.
That's
it's not okay.
It's so weird, you know, because those middle school dances, well, she's in high school. I have middle school dances. This happened to you? It was 7th, 8th, and 9th grade was middle school for me. And they were playing. I remember in 7th grade, I was like, you're fucking going to the dance. I went to every dance because I was like, boys, I love boys. And I had like glitter in my hair and those like neck.
I wore a lot of crop tops to the Boys and Girls Club, I will
from
say.
Claire's.
Oh, yeah. So many chokers.
They were playing songs. And I was we were all sexual deviants in that we didn't have sex in middle school, but we were like grinding on top of each other.
We imagined it was great.
Hormones were flowing. Yeah. And I remember they were playing this song that I had loved. It's like, all you ladies pop your pussy like this. And this is a middle school dance.
Yeah.
And there are teacher supervisors because it has to be.
Yeah.
And we're just grinding on these guys' dicks. And we're like, my neck, my back, lick my pussy. And they bleeped pussy, but all the girls are like, pussy. And we're like, this is middle school.
Yeah, I'm a little.
But we were hornballs.
No, I'm a little older than you, so my songs were different. But I totally remember being at the Boys and Girls Club. I would get dolled up to go to these dances at the Boys and Girls Club, and they would play like Shaggy, Mr. Bombastic, and like I'm like, that's not appropriate.
Mr. Lava Lava.
Like exactly. I'm like, what are we doing here?
And then I'm like, surely this is the ceiling of inappropriateness that songs are going to get to.
Nah.
Like when we're 40, are the songs just going to be like, I'm going to lick your pussy with my fingers?
No, like, it's going to be like, my tongue is grazing your clit.
Yeah. Like, how more graphic can we get, people?
I feel like hopefully it gets more informative.
I realize you're licking my asshole, but please lick north.
Yeah, just like, give us more direction.
The clit is right here.
It's more about the clit than the inside, y'all.
I thought you were going to say, it's more about your clit than your inner ear.
No, I don't know.
Stick a dick in your ear. I don't know.
I don't think a dick would fit in my ear.
No, I don't think a dick would fit in anybody's ear.
No, especially not my elfin ears.
They should make a Dr. Seuss book that's like sexual. I know he died.
I was like, he's dead.
He did. But then it's like, maybe
sure
kids can learn about sex.
Is somewhere. There? Oh, I'm sure.
I gotta find it.
There's gotta be.
Guys, if you know of a rhyming sex book, sorryaboutlastnightshow@gmail.com.
Oh my God. Also, I do want to thank a lot of people wrote and tweeted me after my fadeaway rants last week. Well, the thing was, it was interesting. I want to talk about that. I hate talking about shit like that. But I was like, whatever. And I was so worried that I would come off sounding like a crazy person. And then I listened to it back and I was like, Corinne, this is just more proof that you are fucking great. Can't believe that someone
Girl,
gave you the fade away.
Look at you.
What? How well
do you
I
ever talk to yourself in the mirror?
That? Oh yeah,
me too. Really?
I talked to myself. My favorite talk that I had with myself recently was the summer before I went to Paula's Bachelorette weekend. I looked in the mirror and I said, "Corinne, this weekend isn't about you." It's about Paula.
You would need to give a pep talk to yourself about
I gave myself a talk about how it wasn't about me.
It's funny.
It wasn't about the Montreal Comedy Festival, which was coincidentally going on at that time.
That is a situation as deserving of a Corinne pep talk.
It was very hard for me not to. We did go anyway, but that was not, they liked it. So, I said, whatever.
That's hilarious.
Whatever Paula wants,
you know,
do.
There's a certain type of power that comes when you look into your own eyes. It's like you could tell yourself anything and you believe it, because staring in your own pupils is just a unique experience. You know
really
what I'm saying?
It really is. And then thanks for all the emails. And I know a lot of people were emailing and be like,
fadeaways happen.
Yeah, a lot of people were like, oh, this happened to me. So
you know what?
Just
Shane Snyder we had on?
Yeah.
I totally gave him the fadeaway.
Yeah. That happens.
Because I was talking to Steven about it. I'm like, why did I say that? And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? That's exactly what you did to Shane. So much to the point that I felt bad for him. Like, I felt like I was intruding. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're totally right. Whoops, sorry.
I was trying to think if I gave the fade away to anyone. I think possibly one person, but it wasn't. It was something that from the top I always had addressed was nothing. So I was always very clear about it.
And then you're clear, yeah.
Then also someone wrote me an email about how he thinks I'm depressed. And I forwarded it to Christina and I go,
have you met Corinne? Do you listen to the podcast?
Obviously.
Does the bear like, shit in the woods?
I was like, yeah. Like I talk about it in my stand up. Like
is
I have
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, the greatest cereal
in the
world.
I have a bit called Depressed Woman and it's about me. It's autobiographical.
You should call that bit a woman, comma, depressed.
So yeah, no, it's funny, but I do want to point out though, there's a difference between clinical depression and depression. Pretty much every comedian in New York City, with the exception of Christina.
Me! I'm happy, except for these past 3 days.
Yeah,
which really
sucked. Is depressed. That's why we do this.
Yeah.
Like, what are you like, I don't know. And also, I think it's like you're people like anytime you feel depressed, we live in this nation where you got to go see someone. No, after a breakup, especially when it's been like a week or a fade away or whatever the fuck it was, you're allowed to feel depressed. OK, like I don't need counseling. I need a bag of Twizzlers and a fucking moment
and a plane ticket to Los Angeles.
like seriously, like there's this thing that you got to get better right away. You can't feel sad. No, you can feel sad. I mean, if I'm still sad 6 months from now, OK, then we got to talk to someone.
People throw things on you a lot and they always forget that like you're just very honest with how you feel.
Yeah.
It's so fun. It's interesting to observe.
People love
diagnosing you with something and they think there's something underneath.
And I'm like, guys, honestly, I'm probably doing more fine than anybody listening. And I really feel that way. As I said, Christina's the happiest person in comedy and I'm the most normal. So that's just the way it is.
Okay. So this is another email that I want to read from a person who also asked to remain anonymous. Yeah. If you ever don't want us to read your name, just let us know.
Just let us know
care.
Within like the first sentence or the subject
or at the
line.
End. Yeah. Yeah. We'll read the whole thing. So I'm not sure if this is my hormones getting to me. I'm ovulating, but I'm kind of considering online dating. No, I don't think that's your hormones. I think that's normal. Like I've been looking at sites all day. I mean, I usually stray from the topic of dating and always push it aside, but honestly, I think it's due to my social anxiety. I know I want a relationship, but my anxiety and my reputation as a mean, emotionless bitch really make it hard for me to say it. Is this
Corinne? Did I email the show?
Did you? You gotta stop making fake emails, Corinne, and just ask me. God. Well, there, I finally said it. I'm young, so I know there's nothing wrong with me being kissed yet. Not being kissed yet, sorry. Now that I'm 18 and a freshman at a community college who can't drive, has no job, and still lives at home, I often feel like if I had a boyfriend, I'd have nothing to offer him. I mean, well, you put it like that, but you probably have really great qualities that you're failing to address here. I mean, I have tits and an ass.
Yeah, that's really start. Like all you kind of need.
All you need in this life is tits and ass. I have tits and ass, and I guess I'm funny, but really, what would a guy with a job want with a broke bitch like me?
Guys don't care if girls have money.
Well, I mean,
for the most part,
you don't be a lazy piece. No one wants a lazy piece of shit, but you're not lazy. And also, you're 18.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be broke. Do you probably have more money than me, bitch? Okay.
Oh, probably.
If we compare bank accounts, you know, sometimes I take screenshots of my bank accounts and I go, I'm going to laugh at that one day. And then it just, as the years go by and I keep doing it, I'm like, still not getting better. Anyway, I don't know. I met my friend yesterday who met her new and first boyfriend online. She's happy. I told her I wanted a fuck buddy, which is pretty much what I tell everybody. My classic line is, I just want a homie who will give me a good orgasm sometimes. Don't we all? But I also want someone who doesn't just want my ass. I want a boo. I need advice, yo. Should I do it or not? If I do, any free sites that offer background checks that you could recommend? Yeah, okay, Cupid. I'm just a poor girl from SoCal who wants someone to appreciate it when she buys new panties and not call her a hoe. That would be my lovely mama. Lovely? I don't know. Oh, my mom's calling me right now. Should I answer?
No. This happens literally.
My mom always calls me. That's so funny. I said the word mom and then my mom called me. And also to explore my romantic side since I've honestly never done that in my life. By the way, I loved your show and you guys. I respect y'all's advice a lot. So it would mean a lot if I got some sort of response. I started from the beginning and I'm in March. Of this year. Upload more of your stand-up on YouTube, please. Thanks, love, blessings, and peace from a name that I'm not going to read. Do online dating. What is you're not gonna, there's no harm in signing up. I recommend, I always recommend, I don't think, you said background checks. I don't know if they do background checks.
Okay, Cupid does not do a background check.
I don't think they do, because look, I've been on some dates, and if they did, I wouldn't have gone on those dates. Not that right. I got murdered or anything, but it's like, you know, when you go out with a guy who's a paramedic and he shows up in front of your house with an ambulance, you think it's sexy, and then you go and eat dinner with him and he eats a plate of wings with dirty fingernails. You're like, bye. But here's the thing, that happened and that sucked, and it was like, when you go on dates with people who kind of suck, that know that that's going to happen and kind of see the funny in it, because it's hilarious.
Most people suck. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So set your expectations super low.
If you really, well, listen, if you really want someone, I mean, you can do online dating. I think there's anything wrong with that. I, like I said many times before, I don't do it. I wouldn't do it. That's just because I don't like communicating with people.
Yeah.
I don't like sitting down and having a talk about, you know, all the things I've done in my life. I don't need to do that. I can give you some paperwork, and if you want that, I'll email you a press kit.
Here's all the press I've been in. Do you know it was an Elle magazine?
I can have my manager forward you a press pack if you want that.
Also, though, another thing that you said is you tell people that you just want to fuck bunny, but you obviously are interested in exploring romance. Well, there's nothing wrong in being upfront about that. So if you make your profile like, I just want to fuck all day, that's the guys you're going to get. But if you're, I think there's a section on OKCupid of what are you looking for, and you can list multiple things.
Yeah.
But list a relationship if that's what you're looking for, because number one, that's going to help the guys who are reading your profile to go, okay, this is someone that's interested in that.
Right.
So I know what I'm getting into.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's brutal for me, because I feel like I've been pigeonholed as, you know, like the guys we fucked girl. Everyone knows
you're in a relationship. You don't want romance.
Yeah. And I'm just like, no. I'm like, just because I don't believe in monogamy or because I don't want to get married, that doesn't mean that I don't want a boyfriend or a meaningful relationship. I probably want it more than anyone else. I have this very, you know, extreme vision of being a power couple, you know, like having a partner in crime, like Victoria Beckham and David Beckham, Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rosdale. Like, that's my vision.
So hot.
I want someone who I can do shit with, like both business and pleasure.
Yeah.
Like, I want a business partner, but you know, someone who, like, I will be like obsessed with everything you do, and you'll be obsessed with everything I do, but not in an obnoxious way.
Right. No, that's the best.
I'm not really gonna like every Facebook status you put up. Okay. That's not gonna happen.
But be upfront about that. So I think OKCupid.
She's a broke bitch, so I think that's free. What she's got to do. Yeah.
Yo, broke ass bitch.
Because I would say,
can your handle be broke ass bitch?
I would say really eHarmony or something if you really are more serious about it, but those things do cost money.
Yeah.
So.
And we had a guest on, Adam. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've listened to that episode. I don't know if it was after March or not or what, but listen to the episode with Adam. That was my favorite guy that I met on OKCupid.
Right.
And he actually, I liked him so much. We dated or saw each other, whatever the fuck it was, for a few months. And then he's engaged now to be married to a girl that he met right after me on OKCupid.
Yeah.
So shit works
out. Isn't
there
plenty of fish too, isn't that?
Yeah, but that's like, you know how Craigslist has a horrible interface?
Yeah.
That's like that.
Oh, okay.
I don't like plenty of fish.
Okay.
And I don't like the name.
Yeah.
There's plenty of fish. Don't kill yourself. Like, I just don't
like
that.
Well, no, it's cheesy. I mean,
OKCupid is kind of making fun of that cheesiness of online
dating. Is there a dating website where I could only like, it only like tattooed gothy people are on it? If there is
Life, I don't know.
I know that's about people with kinks. Yeah.
I don't know.
If there is, can someone please email us? Because I'll join that.
Tattoo gothy people. Anyone looks like Marilyn Manson?
If you look like a young Marilyn Manson, bemyboyfriend.com.
BeCorinneFisher'sBoyfriend.com.
I'm still.
Let's buy that URL from GoDaddy. And we'll have people upload their hot goth photos.
If anyone's like goth but doesn't have the personality of a goth person,
so you're looking for a diamond in the rough,
can you message me?
Can you email me sorryaboutlastnightshow@gmail.com? Okay, so our guest today is a guy that I fucked.
Yeah,
we haven't had that in a while.
It's been getting hard because it's like great the more people that listen, but the more people that listen to the podcast, the less people want to come on.
I know.
And talk about it.
Yeah, and I actually want to talk to him about his hesitation, because he said yes back in last, when I saw him in person, I told him about the podcast, and he was like, that's amazing. Yeah, sure, I'll do it. And then I texted him a little later and I was like, hey, no, you want to do it? And he's like, I don't know. So, and I feel like we've gotten from a lot of guys, because one, there's, if they're not a comedian, there's nothing in it for them.
Mm-hmm.
There's no self-promotion, there's no,
we're very open about that.
Yeah, so I get why a guy wouldn't want to do that. I never get mad, I get frustrated, but I totally understand.
I feel like people, it is a nice way to just kind of resolve any loose threads.
Yeah,
resolve any problems.
Yeah.
I resolve loose threads doesn't make
sense. Well, when Nico came on, that served that purpose for sure.
Yeah,
and Darren, any guy we've had on pretty much.
Yeah.
But this guy is great because it was, I think we only fucked once. We might have fucked more than once. I have a lot of questions for him about what happened. But there was no like, I like you on either end. It was just nice.
Yeah.
He was so freaking cute. Oh, I'm so excited that he's on. Yeah. So we'll be right back with our guest.
Woo.
I take one, cause you left me, and two for my family, and three for my heartache, and four for my headaches, and five for my lonely, and six for my sorrow, and seven for tomorrow, and eight, I forget what eight was for, but nine for a lost god, ten.
We're here with our guest, Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
Hello.
Andrew walks into my house and he points to my bedroom. He's like, that's where we fucked.
I was in the basement, but I heard it all.
I said I vaguely remember, but this is the room that we fucked.
Yeah, we did it there.
And Christina's boyfriend is in that room right now.
Yeah, he's currently in there. And awesome. Corinne pointed out.
That's amazing.
Corinne pointed
Maybe
out.
Maybe I shouldn't meet him.
No, you guys look a lot alike.
Yeah, I met
very weird.
Andrew a couple days ago for the first time, and I was just like, you know
he looks like Steven,
exactly,
right?
Exactly like Steven.
But I didn't know that. And I was like, oh shit, you kind of do.
You have a type.
I guess I do. I thought you
sexy
were so cute.
And hot.
Yeah. Yes.
That's me. That's your type.
Yeah. So
and
you
super well built, I wish.
Well built.
Like muscular.
Oh yeah,
which I'm not.
No. Yeah, you're not muscular.
I don't think either of us really care for a well-built man though.
Yeah, no well-built.
But I'm wearing a lumberjack shirt.
You are.
Yeah, so like, super cute. And the glasses,
it covers up the like unmanly body.
Very well. Yeah, it does.
I'm like, oh, I'm so manly.
You're just
but like
thin.
Underneath,
you're not like, you don't look like you have like a chick's body.
I'm skinny fat.
You're skinny fat?
Skinny fat.
There's no tone definition whatsoever.
It's like a little.
I like my men like veal. It's like they're thin, but it's because they've been chained up and doing no exercise.
Wow.
So Holocaust victims? What?
Wow.
That's horrible.
No, it's like, I don't go to the gym, but I'm also not fat.
Sometimes when I want to like lose weight, I'm like, I'm just going to stop eating. I don't want to go to the gym.
That's
fuck
the
that.
Best way to lose weight.
Stop eating. It's the quickest.
I'm trying to lose some weight. But
really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want to, underneath the lumberjack shirt, have more muscular
something to offer.
I'd be like, yo, check this shit out.
You should get a trainer. Do you like working out?
I used to and I have, but I actually had got like a shoulder injury this year, which is totally boring for this podcast to talk about. But
did you get it while you were fucking?
No.
Oh.
But like,
like
it,
nope.
It definitely was difficult sometimes to fuck with the shoulder injury.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't want to put too much pressure on it. You know, sometimes like when you're on top, you're like holding
yourself
with your arms.
Yeah.
And that's like you're planking and pelvic thrusting at the same time.
Well, it's funny because Steven had a shoulder injury.
Yes,
he had
you're
a
like, girl on top.
Well, he had it dislocated for like a fifth time while he was eating out one of his ex-girlfriends, Lindsay, who we had on the podcast before.
Are you serious?
While he was eating her out, she like pushed his legs against his shoulder or something like that. I forget.
Oh, dude.
But then his shoulder popped out and he was like, ow.
Yo, seriously, that's like the worst thing about going down on chick. Like chicks need to not do the like crush your face with their legs.
I know. And do you do that? Because I do that. At the beginning.
And I have glasses too.
I do
do
it.
Take your glasses off when you're eating a girl out.
Sometimes.
Well,
but
sometimes
then I notice
I have to
it.
Do it now. But I don't want them to crack. And it's like my first line of defense. Either they crack the glasses or my face. I choose glasses.
Well, because I mean, I couldn't really see that well if I didn't have my contacts or my glasses on.
Well, I don't really need
but
to see.
But the dick is right. It's
see,
right
though.
There.
You're
the,
okay?
The vagina is
it's
right
like a touch
there.
Tunnel.
Yeah, well, sometimes I find myself like kind of doing it, and then you kind of, my eyes are closed a lot when I'm doing that for some reason. And I have
when
to
you're eating a girl out?
Yeah, and I have to remember, open your eyes, like, look at this delicious body. You know, because let me tell you something.
Remember
let me
to
tell you
eat.
Something.
I have a feeling that this is going to be a very quotable episode.
Let me tell you something. If you're fucking going down on a chick for a long time, it's like, you're excited, you're fucking boner-rific for, you know. And then, like, after a while, you're not using your dick, you know?
Right.
So I can say dick, right?
It's
yeah,
guys
you can
fucked.
See, say anything you
so
want.
So dick. Okay, dick,
or
dick.
Or see.
Dicks. What about dick three times? Is that?
Yeah, yeah. Sure. Okay, but if you cool. say dick three times, you'll disappear. So
you can literally say anything you
undick,
want.
Undick. All right. So after a while, you kind of like are doing this and you're like, this is great. And then it kind of, you're just like, well, you know,
can you like jerk yourself off while you're eating a girl?
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know. I want to kind of, I have to focus. I can't multitask. Yes. I'm really bad. So like, I'm trying to be like, grab a tit, like listen to the book, listen to
twist
the voice,
the nipple, touch the clit.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, I was like, oh, like there's this hot fucking chick. Open your eyes.
It's like you're operating a plane and you have all of these gears.
There's too much shit. I'd rather just like eat the shit out, you know, like
eat the shit out.
No, like, you know, like, well, the shit as in
that,
like
that
chick,
shit, not that life.com.
The bay. Yeah. Eat the bay out. I'd rather eat the bay out and just like fucking go down there, like rock her world. And then I'm like a fucking hero.
Good man.
And then it's like, cool. Like, I'm not super hard right now, but like, you can fucking suck my cock.
Yeah.
And then like, I hope that's how you word it.
It's a magic trick.
Like, you can do this.
Right.
And then I'll be hard instantaneously. Like,
are girls clueless like that? Or do you find that you have to tell them?
Some girls are clueless.
Really?
Some girls don't suck the dick.
And I think more guys don't eat the puss than more girls.
I'll fucking eat that
dick.
Shit unless something's like kind of funky down there.
Wait, have you ever encountered a pussy that you're like, ooh, no?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about it? Smells, bumps, everything. Smells,
no, bumps. usually like physical looks is always pretty fine. You're like, there's never really any time where it's like, that doesn't bother me.
Like the tight, because there's so many different,
I appreciate
physical
all
vaginas.
Visuals of vaginas.
Okay. Like a meaty.
Any.
Good
it's
man.
Fine. Any is good. It's more about, I think, like what the chick was doing prior. Like, if a girl's
exercising?
Like, oh, I just like came from the gym, I'm just like, I don't want to go down.
Of course not. Who would expect
that? I don't think the girl would want you to. Have you encountered that?
No,
where the girl's
like,
I just worked out, eat my pussy.
Yeah, like, I think like a sweaty dick is more attractive than like a sweaty pussy.
No, it's not. Ooh. That's in your head.
Really?
It's not.
You're
dude,
just going to get hit with the salt bomb anyway.
Balls?
Sweaty dick is disgusting.
You're going to get hit with the salt bomb anyway.
No, when you're when
a
sweaty
salt stick.
Ugh.
How's that for
dude,
quotes?
You know how balls look?
We're going to be here all day.
Gross. Like,
this is gonna be like
balls smell
podcast.
As bad as they look
yeah,
sometimes
no,
when
smell.
A guy has
no,
been
they
working
smell,
out.
For sure.
Or walking.
But the guy can go into the bathroom and just like clean, you know.
A girl can do that too with a wipe.
But it's not, I don't know. I feel like
you're
I just grab myself.
Men just like, think that. Men think
I'm
that,
like, but I think I gotta.
Men, I feel like, are more confused by the vagina than you need to be. It's confusing, but it's not that confusing.
But, well,
I
right,
used to
okay,
be
wait,
so
hold
conscious.
On, hold on. But the vagina already comes with a distinct smell.
Yes, but isn't that a good thing?
Not always.
Mine doesn't smell. That's a mess.
Fair
not
bones.
Always. And it has a slight pungency.
Yeah. Well,
you
so
know?
Does cum.
So like, right. But that's an after effect. And that
cum
can be
is more a taste than a smell.
Yes. Well, the pungency, the taste, sometimes it's pungent. But,
but you can avoid that. Just fucking shoot it on your face.
I will say it
oh,
I would think it's likelier that a vagina is going to smell bad than a dick is going to smell bad.
Yeah, but this whole thing about smelling
right. It's more,
bad.
Right. It's more likely that a
that
chotch is going to be kind of gross than
this is
dick.
Like a myth that goes around, like Sarah Silverman discusses this in her special, like that's just like a normal
you heard her?
It's like a normal smell. It's not
yeah
my well, vagina does not smell bad.
No, my and vagina yeah
she's like your vagina smells quote unquote bad, you need to see a doctor. Like that's
right.
Just, it just smells
no
a,
but that's not true
way.
Like everyone has
well I will say well,
everyone has different smells and
right,
what,
of course,
what and might not be a bad smell. Like okay, there's this one
different
girl
people smell different ways
that I have a friend uh-huh. that we both ended up hooking. Actually,
fucking?
She hooked up with a couple of people that
what
were,
a
out of my friends.
Whore.
Not at all.
No,
a great
she's
woman.
Sexually explorative.
She's
that's
a great woman.
Yeah, she gets that dick.
Actually, she's not a great woman, but she definitely fucked a lot of my friends.
Okay.
The point is,
she likes to fuck.
Two or nothing.
And you have hot friends.
Yeah, I do. I have really good-looking friends.
We got to talk to you about that one friend. Anyway, go on.
Oh, B-Star?
Yeah, dude.
No, not B-Star.
Oh, no.
B-Star's
no,
the other
no.
one.
The one, that looked like Marilyn
a young
Manson.
Marilyn Manson.
That I was like,
yes.
Yeah.
Let's call him Jake.
Jake, sure. anyway, thumbs up on Jake.
Anyway, so...
nice weird inside thing for only us.
Yeah. Anyway, where were we?
So pungency of vaginas.
Oh, so yeah,
and you
this,
had oh
this,
your
this
friend
person,
hooked up with your friends.
So she just kind of that was a person I didn't want to go down on.
Okay, why?
And just because of like a smell thing, and then like okay. I found out this other person, you know, after a long time of talking about random stuff, like happened to mention that. And I was like, wait a minute, I had the same feeling. So like, I don't know what it was about this person, but like, there's something going on that. I don't think it was anything like...
Maybe it's like vaginitis.
Medically bad. It just was kind of... You know, some girls are more wet. Some girls have more smell. I mean, it's all different, yeah. You know? And it just depends on what you're into. Maybe some guys probably really like that.
Well, and different ethnicities also have different smells. And
yes.
I mean,
well, just every...
Nico's penis smelled different.
Yeah, and
every
I think that's
woman,
a...
woman has different
every,
smell,
your body oils, everything that's going on,
yeah.
The products you use.
Absolutely.
It all comes together to make your unique scent. And sometimes I really like the scent of the person I'm dating. And sometimes I'm like, not so much.
Yeah, and sometimes I'm like, I wish you smelled better.
Yeah.
All around.
Yeah. I used to think I just smelled bad. And I was like, I mean, it didn't make me like him less, but I mean, it certainly wasn't helping anything.
Yeah.
I have a smell thing. Like my dad has a really good nose for smell. And like, I think I have the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And if a girl, even if she smells good, if it's not a smell that I'm attracted to, it like kills me. I can't do it.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, sometimes when guys wear Axe, I'm like, nah, because it reminds me of a guy I used to date who wore Axe body spray.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, no.
Oh, that's the same. There's an Abercrombie and a Fitch cologne that my first boyfriend wore. And anytime I smell that, like, I get very emotional.
anytime a girl wears Love Spell right by Victoria's Secret, I'm like, you're a bitch.
No, that's the thing. I mean, it's like, seriously, like, I'll date or hook up with chicks, and like, some of them, their smell literally just has me like going crazy.
Yeah.
Did you go down on me? I forget.
I probably did.
I feel like you did.
I probably did.
Did I smell?
You usually opt for the pussy.
You knew. He knows. Yeah. He knew, right? That is very important.
Happy to do it.
Yeah.
Happy to do it.
That's so funny. He's like, nope, you didn't smell. Like, I would know.
If
the girl, I know before I even do it, if it's something I want to do. Like, it's just a sense of cleanliness and of smelling, kind of overall feeling, and it's just kind of that kind of thing.
Sense is very heightened for you. I've heard a lot of times that scent is the strongest sense tied to memory of the six senses.
Well, and also men supposedly have a better sense of smell than women.
Really?
Like, that's more important.
What the fuck?
Well, let me ask you this. Sense. Now, if you knew a girl that you were hooking up with was, you know, kind of notoriously promiscuous, would that make you not want to eat her out?
It would make me not want to do anything.
Really?
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Please explain.
I know some people who have dabbled in the adult world.
Yeah. Porn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if I wanted to, at times, could have partaken, not in the world, but with that person.
Yeah.
Right.
And I just... won't do it.
Well, that's an extreme case, though.
No, it's not. I mean, like, because they're out of the business.
Well, no, but that's someone who's like professionally fucking and was on. I mean, that's a different thing.
Well, what about the girl who looked up all your friends?
But
I'm just saying, like, that person probably had sex with the same amount of people you guys have had sex with.
Right.
How promiscuous you guys have been, I don't know. But like, I'm just saying,
you'd
like,
be surprised.
Right, but there's no, like, I mean, you can't really say that she's had more partners than any of us.
Yeah. No, we're not. So I don't understand your logic.
But does it turn you off?
You can't.
Does it turn you off when a girl has a lot of partners?
No, it's just someone in that world, like, you know, let's call a spade, like, has probably more, you have a higher percentage of getting something from someone who you know is more promiscuous than not.
So your only concern is STDs. It's not like an emotional thing.
They can get tested.
You can use a condom.
But if you're just, yeah, but that's
It's like a one night stand.
That's not 100% effective.
Like when we hooked up, I wouldn't have known. I mean, we used a condom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you weren't someone who was like professionally.
Right.
How do you know she wasn't just like an everyday hoe bag?
She could have been.
I was an everyday slut on the block.
She could have been.
Because
I
just made a hit song.
That's really good. She could have been, but, you know, like,
I was also, young doesn't have anything to do with it, I guess.
Well, it's just, I don't know. You just don't know. But I mean, if you know, you don't know. But
if you have that knowledge.
It's like, I would maybe take a little more precaution.
Well, I think you should always take precaution when fucking.
No, I mean, I always take precaution. I'm just saying, like,
you would actually not do it. You would opt out.
Yeah, I would possibly not do it.
Okay.
Unless I knew for a fact that they were cool.
Right. Or they like clean. Like, they were like, here's my STD result.
Like, cool.
Cool means clean.
I'm cool.
Like, send me.
Cool is clean, kids.
I'm officially cool.
Can I see a doctor's note?
I got the paperwork.
Corinne just got an STD test. No STDs.
Yeah, amazingly enough.
Brought to you purely by luck.
You know what?
There is a God.
That's pretty impressive. 2014.
I don't have any STDs either.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't either.
I had an abnormal pap smear once that they thought was HPV, and they took a Ooh, I'm going to get the word wrong. So they just took a chunk of my uterus out, my cervix.
Ow.
It hurt. But it wasn't that bad. It just felt crampy. Ooh. But then they tested it and they were like, you don't have HPV. And I was like, hallelujah. Oh my God.
That's good. I know a lot of people with a lot of things.
A lot of people have HPV. It's super common. STDs are common.
I mean, men are just passing it. They're not being affected by it.
Crazy. Yeah, women
can get cancer from it.
So
men
are
just chilling.
Oral cancer.
That's
true.
All right.
So
always gotta get the men on there.
Don't forget us suffering. Men. Don't forget us men.
And
right?
The suffering.
Shit is crazy out there.
It's a crazy world.
It seems a mild hypochondriac.
No, I mean this is real shit.
Are you okay?
No, this is real shit.
Are you do you feel like you're
Jewish,
someone
though.
Oh, that explains a lot. So am I.
I have a doctor for everything.
Are you someone who
it's my uncle and my cousin and my dad? And
do you feel like you've had a lot of sex yourself? I mean, because you're a little weirded out by promiscuous girls, but do you feel
I'm not weirded out by promiscuous girls? I just don't want to get an STD. I'd happily fuck them if they were clean.
Yeah. Okay.
In fact, I'd love fucking them because they
probably good at fucking. Yeah.
They got a lot of experience.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
do you have a lot of sex?
I have. It comes and goes. I mean, I think I've had a decent amount of sex in my life. Mm-hmm. I could be having more sex.
How old are you?
Above 30.
Okay.
That's fine.
I think that's a fair answer.
Sure.
Oh,
above
Lord.
30, under 40. Thank
okay.
you.
Got it.
That's the decade that I'm in. You're in your 30s.
We're in the decade of that.
Okay. Sounds good. So you fucked some people.
Yeah. So she asked the tough questions?
Well, no. I mean, usually if it's a guy I fucked.
I'm just tougher in general.
Oh, yeah.
Tough. People.
You're tough.
I'm very like, hi, it's okay. Don't worry about it. No, it's fine. Really. Yeah. Well, when we fucked, how long ago did we fuck?
This was
4 or 5 years ago.
Have been more.
Six.
Probably six.
Six.
5 to 7.
12.
Answers on this episode.
Everything is like a. You know,
I honestly don't remember.
Listen, when you get to be 30 to 40,
time doesn't exist.
Years are not specific. It's this to that. No, I don't know. I don't know either.
Maybe
I'm just an idiot.
I was out of college though. I remember I was out of college. So
yes.
I was 22 or whatever, and it was probably 6 or 7 years ago. But I think I booty called you.
It was your birthday.
It was? No,
yes,
wasn't it?
It was on your birthday.
It was on my birthday?
Yeah.
And we had sex on my birthday?
And you were wearing pajama pants.
Oh, got to get my A game on.
Really?
Why
doing
I remember,
it,
I always
Christina.
Thought you were cute. How did I get your number? At a party?
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, we had run in the same circles for a minute.
Yeah,
I just remember you. I saw you make out with many people.
Who did I make out with?
Promiscuous mouth over here.
Promiscuous.
I'm a mouth slut.
I want to take a Q-tip and put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Send it to a lab.
Wait,
she's
really?
A mouth slut.
Who did
I
make out with?
Yeah, I saw make out with many people at some of those parties.
No way.
And I was like, she's easy.
No, you know who I made out with? It was Jay-Z's guitar player.
No, there was
I remember
many.
His name was Edward.
There was many.
And I was like, that's my dad's name.
There was many.
That's always my favorite
there were many.
Pickup line for men.
No, that was not a pickup line. That was a, do I want to do this? There was many?
There was a few.
People
at
look like me.
At least three.
Well, this was Miley
three.
Cyrus there? No, this was
Did you make out with Miley Cyrus?
No, but someone thought I was her once and they were like, oh, step right up. And I was like, no.
That's
I'm
her
not.
Celebrity lookalike. Well, I think
when she had long
Didn't
brown hair.
Did you make
hair.
Out with,
Who? Are we just whispering?
No.
I thought you did at that after party.
No, I fucking wish. I'll be bragging about that shit till this day. I get
I
that tattooed on my arm.
What?
You did.
Can we say
it? Can
this?
We say it? It doesn't matter.
I mean, I don't. I just.
Yeah,
know
say
if
it.
Katy Perry? You
yes.
thought I made out with. That's impressive.
I thought
fucking
it was at
wish
a
I made
fancy
out with Katy
party.
We wouldn't be in a basement right now if Christina had made out with Katy Perry.
I would have
Perry.
Put a ring on that bitch in a second.
Oh
I'd be like,
God.
You have to pay for it though.
I would
Katie.
Be sitting Foxy. In the aisles of a gay wedding. Like that would
I would
have
gay
Mary
for
Beth
her.
Mooney flying.
That's so you really thought that? Am I less cool when you hearing
no,
that
no,
I didn't
no,
make out
cool.
there?
You're still cool.
Now I'm just bummed that neither you nor I have made out with Katy Perry.
Fuck.
I'm totally upset now.
Do you see me make out with girls? I mean, I've
no,
made out
but
with
I
girls.
That happened.
Oh, wow.
Maybe it did. Maybe you don't remember.
No,
because you know what? At those parties,
that.
I don't get drunk because I want to be on my best behavior. Like,
right.
I would drink, but never get drunk because I was very crazy about that. But yeah. Right. Oh, God. I wish I made out with Katy Perry.
Yeah,
wow.
Well, anyway.
Maybe let's just, can we just pretend I did?
Let's pretend you did, but you were a mouth slut.
Wow. You know, I don't know how to feel about this.
No, I mean, I feel like that I love making out with people, especially
making
when I'm drinking.
Awesome.
Making out is one of my favorite things in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I actually feel that making out slut is a very appropriate title.
I think it's
because
a
I love life and I love people. And I just want to make out with you. I'm like that girl who's like, can I go in 1 o'clock?
That's great.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I love it. It's wonderful.
Yeah. But when we hooked up, I booty called you on my birthday.
Well, it wasn't a booty call because I think we had been texting.
Yeah, we definitely had been texting and we probably were going to hang out once or twice before that. It didn't line up or something.
Yeah, I think I was like, oh, like I want to fuck her.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And then it was building up to that. And then I think I texted you.
You were at a party. Not like random or at a bar.
You guys just seem to live at parties. Somewhere.
Yeah.
We do is go to parties.
All we did was party. No, I think it was a bar or something. And you said you were there. Oh, shit. You know what? It was pianos. You were at pianos, weren't you?
I don't remember.
I didn't remember this until this second.
This is crazy.
But I remember you were there. I don't know if I knew you were going to be there. I don't think I did. I ran into you and I was like, oh, hey. I remember I didn't look cute. I wasn't dressed how I would dress if I knew I was going to meet up with you. Okay. Like I just wasn't dressed that cute. I was wearing like, not a Lil Wayne t-shirt like I'm wearing now, but something like that.
Like
something
not cute. That is cute.
Thank you. But I remember wanting to make out with you then, but I didn't because I think my friend got too wasted. We had to go.
Oh, that's
how
you did it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
right? Remember that?
Vaguely remember that.
Oh my God.
So was that that night?
No, because what happened was that night that you ended up coming over my apartment, I thought I was in my apartment all night, or I came back from a night out
you
and then
out.
I was by myself.
Yeah, you were out.
And then you just came over.
I came over and you were wearing pajama pants.
Was they sexy?
They were not sexy.
Were they SpongeBob?
They were like birthday pants or something.
Do you
it's
own
my birthday? I'm in my special birthday you pajama have, you pants, have like, Christina? You have, do I? No, ew. No, am I this Katy Perry
this
making out with birthday pants?
Might need to end.
Or
I don't
begin.
Know you at all.
Wait, were they cute? Were they sexy or were they gross?
No, they were not sexy. They were like just like
I don't give a fuck.
Pajama. You were like, it's my birthday. I got
I
pajama
feel like
pants.
That,
I feel
I
like your
like
mom
you,
sent them to you or something.
I feel like you would have dressed up had you known someone was coming.
Right?
Though.
No, there was
I, you know what?
No, there was no dress up. There
did
was
I at least
no effort.
Did I at least have a tank top on?
Oh shit!
I mean, if you
I
don't remember, I'm not gonna
I
be offended.
I feel like now I'm maybe seeing that. I want to say red.
This is like I'm looking into the crystal ball of past.
I
want to
say like a red.
It looks. I see a cupcake on your cooch.
But knowing
cupcake.
Or I put a candle.
Couch.
What if I put a candle in my vagina and lit it, and you just walked in? I was on the couch. I was like, "Happy birthday!"
I would have been into it.
To me,
I would have been into that.
No, no, no.
I would have blew it out and then fucking
and then gotten rid of it.
Got on
and
your regime.
Have a good time. How does that Katy Perry song go?
I don't know, but I wish I made out with her
last Friday night.
Well, yeah. Not that one, but she has a birthday song.
Oh,
it's my birthday, girl.
No,
rainbows
actually,
and ponies are great.
That's all I know about.
That sounds
it's like every Katy
it's
Perry
a great song though. I fucking love Katy Perry,
dude. Katy Perry's the shit.
I didn't even try
with like a sexy like
no.
silk shorts.
No, and
I'm very disappointed in myself.
And like you kind of were just like laying down in your bed.
With, and like, wait, weren't me or what?
And I was like,
did you have sex with Christina?
Yeah.
Was it her roommate?
I was like,
no, they weren't home.
I was like. Are we like, I don't get it. Like, you're not making any effort to fuck.
Oh, really?
And I was like,
yeah,
are we like, are we
Jesus.
Just like, are we just like talking? Is that what you wanted to do?
How
like,
pissed would you be if she texted you to come over and talk
oh,
on her birthday?
I was so confused. Like,
oh, I would be so mad if someone did that to
really?
Me.
Wait, I didn't even
well,
like, go,
I think
like
I,
touch you. Like,
no, well, no,
make
there was
move?
Like, no, there was no energy in like, there was no sexual energy on your end.
You're getting a bad review.
It was kind
I'm
of just
sorry. I am getting a bad
no,
review.
No, I mean, we ended up doing it, but like, I think back then I was a little less like, of a go-getter maybe in that in
really?
The sexual world.
Right, right, right.
And so like, I think now I would be able to handle that much better, but.
What would you have done?
Was she being coy or just like
just
farting in sweatpants?
I would
I'm unclear.
Oh, hey, Andrew.
No.
Sorry, ate some beads. Whatever, get over
the
it.
The visual you are creating for me is like Christina hasn't shaved.
I'm like Roseanne.
Her legs.
You were just
she's
very just like, I don't really.
Potato chip crumbs.
I don't really care. You're very like, I don't care. Let's talk. Let's get to know each other. I was like, all right.
But I didn't. I remember. I'm like, obviously, I didn't think we were ever gonna date. I just thought you were so hot.
Well, that's fine. I would
yeah,
happily
so,
fucked.
But then I'm like, why did I start having a conversation? That's so weird.
I don't know.
I'm
Maybe
sorry
we
about
were just
that.
Both like a little nervous about it.
I remember taking a shot at my apartment because I was nervous.
Wow.
But why, that. But that, I wasn't nervous? Drunk. I don't know. I just thought you were really cute, and you were coming over. I don't
why
know.
Why would that? Why would that make you nervous?
Cute boys young. Make me nervous. Always.
Cute boys make me nervous. Why? Yeah. They don't now, but I was younger. Oh, 7 years ago.
Make me nervous.
Right. You know? Why do they make you nervous?
Because you don't want to say anything that's stupid. Yeah. It's mainly that. It's just self-consciousness. Yeah,
but they're happy to be there with you.
Not you don't know that always. I mean, in this case, you did. You did know.
They're there and they want to fuck you. So who cares? They're gonna like let whatever you say go.
But you want it to go a certain way. You know what I mean? Right. Even if it's like
the stakes are higher. Yeah. That's what the problem is.
Yeah.
Because you actually give a shit. It's very easy to be cool when you don't give a shit. I'm the cool
I don't like love
who, yeah everyone yeah, who I don't like always. Thinks I'm the coolest yeah. And then people and then the people I like they probably just think I'm some weird girl who like doesn't talk. Yeah. I have some sort of a disorder.
Is she mute? I thought she did stand-up.
Why
that's
is
weird
she touch what is
do
she,
you get
what's
that
happening
up?
What
are you like that to a woman that you're like oh fuck she's around a beautiful woman you've been around beautiful women before
I'm that's something that I've been working on this year. No, it's not. A, yay, I mean, that's not Andrew. A joke.
No, I didn't take it as one.
Not a joke. It's a true story. I've really focused on because I've had tens in my life.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I thought you said I had tens, and I was like, I have one too. What is this about? You had
dad has a ten.
Tens?
I've had tens.
Like
you know,
ten?
Like
girls
10,
who are tens.
Like level 10.
Yeah, okay. Like super like, hot. Are you nervous around them? Well, if you dated them, obviously.
No,
that would
I've
go
like
away.
Had success with them, you know, and but. There was for the majority of the time, like it would feel weird. And like, I would find myself a lot of times, just kind of what you're saying. Yeah. Just more nervous, like more trying to like say the right things, mm-hmm. just not being just, myself and
yeah,
not right. giving as much of a shit.
Because your inner monologue is don't fuck this up.
Yeah. And that's yeah. the worst. And they, people, everyone can smell that shit. And like, I just,
know. Have you ever been around somebody and you can't turn that don't fuck this up off and you know you're fucking it up by being self-conscious and you're like, why am I acting like this? This is not who I am.
Of course.
I hate that.
Well, Dan Byrne has this lyric that always plays in my head. Do you know who Dan Byrne is?
I know David Byrne.
Damn it. No, that's not the same person.
He's okay. not as cool.
Though. I was really hopeful.
He's a folk singer.
He has a song and basically says like... you know, for people I don't like, I always have like the sweet gift of gab for these people who I don't like. And then people who I don't, I'll have to find the lyric, but people
yeah,
who he does, people who he does, like he can't, he doesn't say anything to them. And like, he's like one of the coolest people. So I feel like if yeah. he experiences this, then it's, we,
I think
I'll look up this lyric.
I think everyone does. And especially with guys, the problem is I've done a lot of research. And I've read a lot about this and I've worked on this and it's like guys put really super attractive girls on a pedestal and
yes.
they don't realize that they're just normal and that like they're on the same thing. And even though I know that it's still hard to do. So what yeah. I've been doing is I'm just been working on trying to not do that and be myself and be less apologetic and just try to like be me.
Be you, yeah. Like,
and
it's like, hard. You do have to kind of practice.
Totally.
It, right.
And like, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. The problem is I think guys are like, this doesn't come around a lot. So like, I can't blow it. I think
right.
it's more of that. Like
yeah,
if you were surrounded by models, like 10 attract, you know, like every day of your life, hundreds of them, you would never have to think about this. Like
right.
that was your world.
That's
you
normal.
Wouldn't even. Yeah. It's normal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cause it's like, you feel like you're getting a special, you're
exactly.
special. This, and this opportunity is so isolated. It's never going to happen again. So here's the lyric. Wait, it says, because I love you, I get tongue tied around you. I never say smart stuff around you. I never say anything around you that makes you want to be with me. So because I love you, I will never be with you. There's plenty other people who I always
goosebumps.
Find the words for that I have the sweet gift of gab for that I'm magical and good for who, because I do not love them, always want to be with me. This is the
oh,
story
Dan
of my
Byrne.
Life.
Yeah. Well, that's,
I, this,
that's
I, this
a common
story. So how do you get better
yes,
at it?
No.
How do you get better
it
at
is
it?
A common story.
It's, teach us, Andrew.
That's why the song is so relevant.
It's literally, I mean, it's literally just having to understand that and then working on just being yourself and holding, relaxing and holding back and like
being present too.
Yeah. Just being present and just kind
having
of
having a script memorized that
yeah.
doesn't have to do with you.
Just knowing that like you deserve all of this, like you deserve all these great things.
And I think that's the key
that's,
right there.
That's the root
yeah,
of all of
it. And if this
yeah.
is not the person for you, then like another one will come around and that's okay. Like not everyone that you meet is going to be right for you or good for you. And like,
yeah,
amen.
And unfortunately just because someone is spectacular and you feel really drawn to them doesn't mean they feel drawn to you. And doesn't mean that it's going to even mesh well.
Yeah, like also, I met Kate Upton once.
Ugh, so hot.
And like, I was a babbling idiot. I
yeah.
just, like, was like,
I'm sure she's used to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That poor girl.
Like,
I mean, not poor girl, but.
Yeah, but I'd much, any day of the week, I would much rather spend hours talking to you, Christina.
Oh my
versus
God.
Versus Kate Upton.
That's so nice.
Is
so.
Kate Upton not smart?
No, she's fine, but it's just like, I'd rather
you don't feel yourself around Kate Upton.
I'd rather have a good experience with somebody,
right?
Regardless if they're like one of the hottest people in the world,
right?
That doesn't matter.
There's also too this ego thing that happens when you're with somebody like that, and you're like, if I was with you, this would be our life, and this would be, and you would be here, and everyone would be like, good bomb, bro. Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to dream that shit for yourself.
Yeah,
not someone else to bring that to you.
You should write a book.
You got to go out there and get it.
That's true.
You got to go and get it.
Do girls do that to you?
Yeah, no, I don't know. You know, I think, now that I'm older and I have a decent job, I think that, I do display maybe more long-term qualities.
Yeah.
And I think that a couple of things are happening these days is that, like, I feel like I'm going on these dates and they're becoming like almost like more boyfriend materially talking mm-hmm. and getting to know someone, which I'm also looking for someone more significant in my life too. But like, I'm losing some of that fun and that sexual energy. Like, so I have to find a way to like, build the two. But I also find like people's reactions towards me and the way they are approaching me is boyfriendy.
So this is so interesting. Okay. So you're saying the way your girls are approaching you is getting to be boyfriendy, the age, whatever it is. So, but if someone approaches you in too much of a fun way, how does someone maintain being fun without, but still in the running for a girlfriend
without freaking you out?
This is very personal.
I think yes.
We need to know this. Please tell us.
I think the best way, and I think this goes both ways, I think the best thing to do is try to go on dates that are fun and that can be flirty so that you're not stuck there sitting, talking to each other about like life goals and
right.
your favorite fucking place you've ever visited and like real questions that tell you a lot about somebody. So
keep
that's what
light.
I'm trying to do now. I'm trying to go on more fun dates that are flirty, so maybe more active dates, even where you can
that's
touch and be competitive.
That's a really good tip, actually.
And I love that.
Like
but
bowling
then how,
or something.
But then how? It's like.
But you start there, mm-hmm. and you build like almost like a camaraderie or even maybe a versus, like a competitive thing, and like that gets everyone's like juices flowing. And I think that you start there and you go small and like maybe the next time is a drink, but like, you know, you try to make it a little more like in a sexy environment and, you know, you don't try to stay like all night. I just think a little less information. Don't give as much information, but still be open and try to have a good time and try to keep it fun and flirty, because like when you just start sitting there like going straight in, it's like, yeah, maybe you can really connect with somebody every once in a while, but like, most people, that's just really intense and that's just too much too quick.
That's a very good point.
And I completely agree with you.
But it's hard to do.
But yeah, it's a fine line you got to juggle. Yeah.
But then I feel like I maintain this, I don't know when to switch from the funness to the, hey, could this be more seriousness?
And yeah, how do you approach that?
How's the transition? And when, time-wise, should that happen?
Well, I think within the fun thing, like you are both going to, the walls are going to slowly come down mm-hmm. and like as you guys hang out, you're gonna slowly build a rapport,
right?
And you're gonna slowly like continue to open up and continue to get to know each other, and it's like ideally you're like making out, you know, like
right.
eventually you like maybe hook up, maybe have sex mm-hmm. you're gonna do those things, and I think that will organically happen.
I think
you try to have my problem is I feel like I go out on these dates and I think like I do great, and then it's like I feel like
it's such a good job.
I thought I did great.
Andrew's going to the treasure chest.
Andrew, you pick out a sticker and a prize.
You are a top banana.
I did great. Gold star. But like I feel like though sometimes like I get more into this like connecting thing or talking thing and I lose some of the flirtatious thing, and like either the girl's into me and like, and then we can like, and she's not gonna play games and we can actually like go out a few more times and like possibly have something like cool regardless of how far it goes, or the girl is like has a lot of dudes hitting her up and she's just like, well, that was fun, that was cool, but like I'm not fucking burning for that dude,
right?
You know, and like I get that a lot because I'm not like bad boy manly fucking dude. I'm like, you know,
yeah, but you're sensitive, mature, logical, creative thinking,
and the type of guy you are is very in right now. You're very trendy. They'd be selling you at Forever 21 if
they'd
you were
selling
shirts.
You at Lord and Taylor.
Yeah,
you know what I buy you? Bergdorf's.
But girls still want like that fucking like that energy from that dude. And like, I think I do have like a sexual energy within me. Like, definitely, like, I'm a Scorpio. Yeah. And like, you know,
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I was like, oh, obviously.
Well, no, like, I mean, like, I'm super into that shit, and I'm super like, sex is a huge part of my life. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't always. It depends on the situation. Like, it might not always come out for me. You know? And like, if I'm not comfortable, or sometimes it comes out too much, or it's just really tough. And it's really,
I think you carry it very well, because you do emit a sexual energy, but it's not overwhelming. Really, it's not creepy. It's not. That's why we're.
You think I'm just like boy next door?
No.
Oh, well, they want to get fucked the hardest, though.
Yeah, I know. That's why, because with Steven, he's very boy next door, but he has his dirty side to him that I knew was there the second I met him. And it's one of my favorite things about
the
him.
The secret dirty ones are the dirtiest.
The best.
Mm. That's me.
I think.
No, that's definitely me.
No, you seem filthy. You seem fucking disgusting.
Well, that's why
I'm not even being sarcastic.
I don't want a chick that's all going to be prissy and like.
And show up in PJs and talk to me.
I just want, like, listen, there are times I want to fucking get down. And there are also times I want to be like emotional as well. I like both of those
and
things.
And that's the perfect mix.
But I really want to get down too.
Do you have any kinks?
I'm trying to build more kinks, but I've, you know what,
you have to try them out, see if you like them.
We send you new kinks every month. You try them out.
You know what I really like? You know what is, I think I really get off on like a girl, like kind of like sexy talking in like a fantasy type of way about like
Lord of the Rings,
like me being something else.
Give me the ring,
like me being somebody else, and like them kind of doing the like faux sexy voice.
Oh, like pretending you're a doctor or something.
Yeah,
or
like I really like
the faux sexy voice.
Stuff.
Like, oh, I wanted to try that stuff, but I'm so take sex so seriously. No, I feel like an asshole.
No, someone was doing that with me recently.
I dressed up.
Did
as
it go
elf
well or bad?
Oh my
sexually.
God! Well, we were talking about something, and it got into the like. She started like kind of joking and put on the sexy voice, and I was like, oh my god, I'm like getting so hard right now.
What was she talking about?
I can't. I don't want to discuss, but it was like, it was, just like a person who has a specific job.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't about the job.
Right.
Person who has a job and eats food sometimes.
Yes. It wasn't about the job. It was just like, she was doing this like voice and saying like, she was like meeting this person in their job. And like, it got into this thing where like, I was taking her away from that.
Oh, so you both went off.
Oh, that is
like
a storyline.
Did you fuck after that?
Well, I was like getting so hard and like,
were you in a house or like at Starbucks?
I was in her house. We were doing all this shit and I was getting, dude, I was
that
like,
that sounds awesome.
I was so hard. I was like, oh my God.
So hard.
And she like kind of was like doing all this shit. And I was like, yo, we're definitely like, we need to fuck.
Yeah.
Like, and then she fucking gave me this bullshit of like, I got to go to like work and shit. I was like, you cannot.
Wah, wah.
After
blue,
all this
she
shit.
She blueballed you?
Totally. But I mean, we fucked earlier.
Oh, okay. Oh, but you want, but
no,
it,
I was
that
like,
built
I
up.
Was so, I was like, I'm going to.
You're
fucking,
ready to go.
Like, ooh. My dick is about to explode. Yum. In your pussy and fucking put it on me.
Good lines. And, but she had to go?
She was like fucking, oh God.
That sucks.
This one can be a little.
Tricky. Like a little coy?
No, just a little bit.
She's a fucking
controlled.
Bitch.
Controlled?
Controlled.
Yes.
Oh, not
sorry
controlling.
If you're listening.
Control,
you know,
or controlled or controlling.
Controlled.
How? What do you mean by that?
Like, oh, like I have to get up for work and like, so like I can't start fucking you up.
Oh, she has like her shit together. Got it.
And it's like,
I was like, what? Please define
no,
this.
No, but that's like, I can't do that. It's like, dude, like seriously, like this could be 5 minutes if you want it. It doesn't have to last.
You know what? I totally
like,
agree
minutes.
With you. I hate people who are like, I have to go to work. Just like fucking
it's
live
like,
your
my
life.
I'm sitting here. My cock is so fucking hard. You're no. turned on. I'm turned on. You're
why
literally
don't
just going to be like, we can't fuck.
No.
Like you got to go.
If that happens every once in a while, it's fine. But like, you have to, it has to be a give and take. Like sometimes you have to stay up later to fuck.
I agree.
You gotta.
And dude, you could, dude.
If you were doing that every night, I'd be like, okay, stop.
It's not, and not to mention in those types of situations, usually someone is so turned on that like they're gonna get off quick.
Yeah.
Like I literally could have put that shit in, pumped like 20 times, and be like, cool, thank you.
Yeah.
I'll go now.
Dunzo.
It literally could have been like, here's 2 minutes of your life. You can go to bed now.
Yeah.
And
I would have been
so happy. I would have been thinking about that for so long. It would have been in my brain forever. And like,
very
just,
satisfying
just fucking
to completion.
Drop the ball, man.
It's horrible to go to sleep horny, and it's horrible, but it's
no,
also
I
horrible.
Go home and fucking like
jerk off.
Jerk
something.
Off.
No, and it's it's also horrible to have to sleep like, next to someone dick. Who is horny. Like, have you ever tried to sleep next to a boyfriend or someone you were dating when they wanted to fuck so bad and you didn't want to fuck?
Oh yeah.
Most times I'm just that like, happens. I will fuck you because this is so goddamn annoying.
It would take
because you are moving around. What is happening right now?
It takes less time to just get them off.
Exactly. We could have all saved everyone time.
Just suck a dick.
I'll just suck a dick and shut me up. Right?
I'm always like, I'm like half asleep. I'm just like, just Tim, put your dick in my hand. Put your dick in my hand.
In those situations,
sometimes I need like, to go
can,
to bed.
You can crawl on top of me, but I'm going to stay here.
In those situations, you either like have them slip it in like spoon style and just pump. You don't even fucking,
you know, romance.
Or you fucking start jerking them off, and as they start getting excited, you fucking suck it off, and it's like it's done.
Yeah, I wish you saw Andrew's eyes right now. They're like,
if she yawned, would that turn you off?
I don't give a shit. Just fucking get me off. Like, that's what I want. There are times when it's fucking both of us and we're fucking in it.
Yeah.
And there are times when I'm like, I'm so horny, I need to fucking cum a nut.
Yeah, sometimes it's more physical, sometimes it's more emotional.
Have you ever been in the situation where she's so horny and you're like, nah?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
So what happens?
And I feel like girls feel really bad when this happens and they need not to because it's more common than we think.
That's something that I need to get better at. I need to go, well, we're going to fuck, so sorry.
It's easier to get a guy to fuck than it is to get a girl to fuck.
Yes, I agree.
And there's one simple trick.
Touch his dick?
Suck the dick.
Suck the dick.
If a girl sucks my dick, doesn't matter how tired I am or how fucking like...
She'll go, what?
I'm just like, my dick is up. I want to fuck you.
Yeah. But wait, what if you say no? Like, this is confusing because now we're going to get into molestation. Like, what?
That's what you need to molest.
No, but...
usually when that happens, though, it's usually you've been fucking for a certain amount of time or your boyfriend or girlfriend, you're dating them or something. Right. Some sense of familiarity.
Well, are you saying no means yes when you're in a relationship? I'm so confused here. About
rape
everything.
Happens in relationships.
Like, no, I know. That's why I was being funny, but also serious. I'm like, because I'm, yeah.
I'm okay.
Do you want your dick foresucked?
Foresucked.
Foresucked?
Yes.
Really? Damn it.
But no, so rape is okay if it's you and it's.
No, I am not really like, if I'm sleeping in the morning, like, I don't want to fucking be bothered. It's, right. That's cranky, my like time to like, don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
But like. That's serious. Like that's.
I'm the same way.
That's my time.
Like, I'm so angry in the morning. I don't want to be awake.
Like once I'm like awake, I'm cool. But like if I'm kind of like still trying to sleep and I'm so tired. I'm so kind of out of it when I'm sleeping. Like just don't fucking touch me. Don't do shit.
Yeah.
But if you really fucking need to get your fucking vagina on my cock, then just fucking suck the D.
Suck the D, just ladies. Like, can I get a what?
You know, like do the shit, like kiss the thing, like the fucking chest to the go down slowly. It's like, oh, she's gonna suck my dick.
Yeah.
And then it's like your mouth.
I know what's gonna happen.
Then you're like licking my fucking sleepy limp dick. And then like it's fucking hard. And then it's like just
it's
fucking
a magic trick.
You know, throw on that vagine hole.
I feel like it's so complex, but also so simple.
It is so simple. Well, sometimes, so with Steven, a lot of times what I would do, because I'm in the morning, I'm not a morning person at all, but he loves having sex in the morning.
Guys,
in the beginning,
a lot of guys do.
In the beginning
morning
of the relationship, in the beginning of the relationship.
I don't get that anymore so much.
We were at this thing where.
30 to 40 bracket.
I know, 30 to 40.
Sorry, bro.
How old is Steven?
He's in his mid-30s, or early 30s.
He's in the same bracket.
Oh, yeah, early 30s.
Probably the same age.
Maybe I'm early 30s.
Yeah, I feel like you guys are the exact same age. But we were still in that phase where like we wanted to fuck. Like if I was sleeping over, he was sleeping over, there was no chance we weren't having sex. We were in that crazy lust phase.
I need that.
But so what would end up happening is he likes having sex in the morning.
Can you dump your guy?
No. Oh my God.
Can
you
go on a fucking break? Can you
He's right upstairs.
If you hook me with your friend,
can
I'll
ask him
that.
For a hall pass for you?
No.
Like, yo, bro, can I get a redo?
Disrespectful.
Can I get a redo?
Andrew, getting disrespectful.
No, son. And then you're going to see him. He's going to come out in a plaid shirt and glasses.
I'll be like, bro.
And then you're thinking
Daddy?
It's a mirror.
What?
Trevor, my long lost brother? Anyway, no, so but what weird. I would say to him is, what I would say to him is like, so just start, we're so weird. Just start touching me and then just fuck me because I will eventually wake up, but it'll take a second. So take your time. And it's one of the hottest things in the whole world. And I don't like being up in the morning for anything,
but
even
like
sex,
but
when it eases in, it's good.
I like that you have the open. I need someone who's open. In. That's something important to me.
Yeah. Do you date closed mind? Like,
I, you know, so
I don't want to, don't touch
I
that.
I feel like I've been getting a little bit of a string of that.
How, like, what are they about?
It's just,
don't touch my butthole.
I know everyone's been all right about that recently.
Butthole area's been doing pretty well this quarter.
I feel like the butthole's really having its moment right now.
I feel like more chicks are more open to that now. Maybe not like
because they want boyfriends. Not open your butts.
We're trying not to die alone here, Andrew.
Not with the dick.
Put it in my butt. Because like I don't want to die alone.
You know? Right. Maybe not the dick. That finger. Hasn't changed. The stance on the dick and the ass hasn't really changed.
How about tongue to ass? Are you a tongue to ass person?
I'm not.
With
so
your
much,
hypochondria?
No. You mean my Jewishness?
You Jew.
I blame my heritage, not myself.
Oh, boy.
That's how it's called in denial, but okay. Oh my god, it'd be such a good episode if you cried.
You know how there are Holocaust deniers, they're also heritage deniers.
Exactly.
Butthole right. deniers, cleanliness deniers.
Cool, I'm just gonna
okay, no.
It's getting weird now.
Wait, what were you saying? Oh,
butthole to tongue, mouth. Do you lick the butts?
My tongue to ass?
Yes.
Yes.
How you feel about that?
I feel okay. I don't do it as much as I'd like because some girls are not as comfortable with that. I would be happy to do it. I like doing it in a 69 environment.
So you like 69?
I love it.
Too much multitasking.
But you just said you don't like multitasking before.
I know, but that's like my
Well, your dick's right there. Yeah.
My mind's going to explode. And
really?
Like, yeah, I also just like pussy in my face.
Does that mean we have to do that now?
Fuck, well, I'm not doing
so
it.
So like, some
do
people,
we have to do that, Estelle? Are we going to be 80 and be like, ah, shit, do I got to do that now?
Do I got
to
do the 69?
I tell you, I will tell you this. I love a tongue on my ass.
Yes. A lot
love
of guys do.
It.
When did you discover you liked it, and were you weirded out when you discovered
yo,
that?
The first time,
where
girl,
were you and what son, were you wearing?
I was with a guy friend, his girlfriend, and their girl, like her girlfriend. Uh-huh. Once we went out, and we were talking about this whole thing, and I was like, "Yeah, I've never had a finger in my ass, like blah blah blah. Never had any ass play. I was definitely like a little homophobic about it."
Okay, a lot of guys are.
Yeah,
which there's nothing
totally.
Gay about
this
it at all.
This was like early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
At first I was like, the 1920s? You look great.
Yeah, thank you.
What face cream do you use? Because I gotta say,
what face cream?
I don't care.
Okay, so yeah,
that was a bad joke I was making.
I
so you're talking about ass
so,
play.
So she blew me that night and stuck a finger in my ass.
Okay,
loved it.
You know for what? Like, it's real
did
nice
she,
to be
wait,
a guy.
Wait, hold on, did she
hold on.
Ease in, or she like?
No,
boink.
She like definitely was good about it.
Yeah,
but I will tell you, for like the next 3 weeks, I was like, am I gay?
Really?
I literally was like, oh my god, I liked it. I was freaking out. And then I kind of was just
that
like,
that always
wait,
makes
I like
me laugh.
This.
Were you
it.
That unclear on whether or not you were gay that one blowjob and ass play
no,
would make
but
you
like,
think that?
But you just, you don't, you know, I was like young in my sexual escapades and I was just like, oh, I like ass play. Like, what does that mean?
I've literally had crushes on women but never have questioned being a lesbian.
Well, there's a whole thing with guys
no,
about
it's a weird,
like,
it's
no,
a
I'm not gay,
thing.
Bro. I'm not
no,
gay.
It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing.
A lot of, like, I think it's a common thing, but like if you total... like ass play, that just means you're a person
well,
who likes
now,
ass
no,
play.
Well, now I'm fucking
yeah,
like,
now
let's
you know.
Fucking rock this shit.
Do you, have you ever asked a girl to lick your ass?
You're I don't like, think
please.
I've ever asked her.
Sarah,
a lot
please.
Of people don't do it. A lot, and I feel like that's something that I would only do or bring up like if I was dating somebody a little more yeah. seriously and I'd be like, yo, fucking put that shit in.
Do you feel like you present an ass that is lickable?
I'm like a heavy wiper.
Okay. You like, need more than wiping, though. You need some sort of moist towelette.
Well, is your butthole hairy?
Rag.
Some people's buttholes are hairy.
No, dude, I have like...
You don't look like a hairy dude.
Show you
you're light.
Tell people
he's taking off his shirt.
Okay, so
he's
Andrew's unbuttoning his lumberjack slim fit shirt.
There's another shirt underneath. Still another shirt.
Oh my
still another
gosh.
Shirt. Is it a button up shirt? I'm getting weirded out now. What? What the
oh my
fuck?
God.
Are you a 12-year-old?
Okay, so he's
oh, so you
now
can't
he's
grow
bearing
hair.
His completely
but you have a,
hairless chest.
So you have facial hair like
not
scruff.
Shaved. That's real.
That was very youthful.
Well, that's you very see? Youthful. Is your butthole youthful?
I don't want to see your dick now.
No, not my, but the hair there.
I mean, if you want
to
show
mean,
it to me.
I mean, fucked. I feel like.
Sure, okay. Show it to
this
me.
Some Howard Stern
weird.
Shit.
I don't.
Is this a first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, good. I'm doing it.
Guys, we fucked exclusive.
I like how people who like, were like, oh, maybe I'll do it. Maybe I won't. And then like, no. Okay.
Oh,
that's a
good
decent amount.
Any shaved? Was there no.
It's wait, are you a blonde or?
I'm groomed.
You're a natural blonde though, right? Your facial hair is
but it looked more gingery. Down there.
I'm strawberry blonde.
Strawberry. Okay, because like that's interesting.
So that
because I basically exclusively fuck brunettes, so I've never seen pubic hair that light.
Look, yeah.
But look
so
at my arm.
The,
I have
re- it does
I
match
have a
the
lot
curtains.
Of arm hair, and it's really blonde.
That's not
no,
a
it's
lot.
It's not thick though.
Though.
It's not
no,
a lot.
It's, no, check it out. Like, look at it. It's long.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. It's
so
good
wait,
arm hair.
Those pubes have they been? When was the last time they've been shaven?
I think I don't shave.
Okay.
I just
trim.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
No, I just trim. I use the Norelco body groomer.
Okay. Great.
This episode is brought to you by. They're not paying us, so fuck them.
Well, when they do, be like, Norelco body groomer. Okay. And get one to Andrew.
That's me.
That's me.
And he just pointed at himself.
That's me.
Mickey Mouse Club.
I probably did that a week ago. Last week.
Very light body hair. So presentable asshole.
No, but I mean, it was like not thicker, but it was like longer and more. And like,
yeah,
we believe you.
It was a lot more.
No, we believe you.
But it wasn't like a forest that you had to like.
No, it never. I don't let it get to that because right. I'm not trying to like fucking be naked and like look like, you know,
whatever would be school. Hairy. Yeah. No, I get it.
What's the Harry and the Hendersons?
Harry and the Hendersons.
I try to keep the whole area really nice.
Okay, good. Thank That's
you.
Important.
Thank
very
you. Love all girls.
Yeah, I want to keep it pretty. I want to keep it smooth. I want to keep it nice.
Dear Andrew, thanks. Yeah, girls.
Like when you fucking so go down there, I want you to be like, oh, very nice.
Good.
Like, I enjoy this.
What's the worst sex you've ever had? Like, why was it worse?
Honestly... Okay. All right.
I'll go there.
I mean, there's,
was it with Katy Perry?
I have a few. Bad sex for me is always kind of the same type of sex.
Yeah.
It's when someone is like not very vocal and kind of like doesn't do much and kind of lays there.
Yeah.
And they're not really involved because if you're really hot, like I can deal with that for like one time or two, and
you could be
like,
a log and be hot for just once.
This is great. I'm gonna fucking come on your tits, or
right, as we all do.
Yeah, I mean that's like my favorite. That's my move.
Really?
Yeah,
coming on the teats, the tats.
Oh yeah, fucking pull that shit out.
You're
take
a tit
condom
guy.
Off.
Explosions in the sky and on your tits.
Well, I kind of feel like if I don't see it happen, it kind of is like it never happened.
Like if a tree fell.
There's
in the woods.
Some like
interesting.
Weird
I like seeing it happening too.
As do I.
It's just a real final like. And done.
Scene.
Yeah, like
you need closure in that sexual experience. Yeah, I get it.
Interesting. I get that. I didn't know a guy would be
God
wanting to see
you.
That too.
Yeah, and I really and I like it. And I like. I don't know. There's something really primal and sexual about like just fucking unloading like hot steamy cum on a chick. Like it's just hot to me.
Agreed.
Yeah.
You know, and I
especially
can, like,
in a wintertime treat. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So we have a couple minutes left. So we want to wrap up. Do we have any? What questions? What like profound? Do you have any questions for us?
No.
Okay. What kind of porn do you watch? You watch porn?
Yes,
porn guy?
I love porn.
What kind
I
of
actually,
porn?
I try to watch porn and practice masturbating, literally practice for, I try 2 to 3 times a week. And when I mean practice, I try to-
To not come quick?
I get lube. Yeah, and I 20 minutes.
Oh, so your goal is to not come
every
until 20
time.
Minutes. No, do guys have
I
this
could do that
period where, and I've heard this, where you get to a certain point
and you're, like,
and you're just going to come. You're not going to not come.
No, you can always stop that.
Always? Even like 2 seconds before you're going to come?
Always.
Really?
There is a book called the guy, I'm not exactly sure about the first couple words, but it's like basically like if you search multi-orgasmic man, I could find it in my phone, like my emails.
We'll put it on our website.
It's like how to be multi-orgasmic or something, or the multi-orgasmic man. And if you read that, it tells you all that there's a lot of tricks on how to like not come, and like, you know, you could do like PC muscle, like tightening things to stop it.
Ooh,
like,
how
even like as close as like, it's like, there's just techniques. There's a lot of techniques. And like you,
but it takes practice.
Yeah. And you have to learn like what techniques work for you.
Yeah.
Like for me, like if I'm fucking, I'm like getting, well, first of all, being sober really helps you not come because you are sensitive enough where you can really feel what's going on in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if you feel like you're getting hot, you can like calm yourself down.
Right.
You know, they talk about the cock being like in stages of, in gear, you know, gears, and like third gear is kind of like you're hard and like ready for penetration. Fourth gear is like, you're going to blow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like always, it's like how like you're always trying to like come down and stay into third gear. Once the engine gets too hot,
right.
You always want. And so like, there's techniques, you know, you could breathe. There's like these like deep breathing things and all that stuff, or just even just visualizing that can help.
Mm-hmm.
And then also just like, if you really like can't stop it or it's getting close, like you just, squeeze, I'm doing it right now.
Squeeze your balls?
You squeeze like the PC muscles.
Where is that?
That's like the same thing that like pinches like when you pee, like to stop peeing.
So you squeeze your dick? Like your
Yeah, you kinda like I wish you could like see it move right now.
Well, wait, is like, it the tip of your dick? Or you squeeze this part on your dick?
Muscles that are in the dick. It's the same muscles that like you hold to like pee.
Okay. And okay.
You'd have to like read that's more about true. It. Totally. Yeah.
Like but, a diagram or something.
So like when you're kind of like getting close, to, like when you're about to come, you can like squeeze those muscles and it like, it closes off. Basically it closes the thing and like the cum can't get through into the dick.
Okay. Yeah. But what if the cum's already all the
it's
way?
It's like pinching a straw.
Well then, then you have to like get the second or two before you have to actually where practice comes in.
Yeah.
So anyway, I practice and I try to do that and like, then that's what I do.
Interesting. Good, good.
Fabulous. I got pretty good.
Well, thank you so much, Andrew.
Yeah.
It's been a true treat.
Yeah, it has been a delight.
I hope men, I see you at other parties.
Multi-orgasmic men or whatever. Search
okay.
that in
we'll
the
search
book.
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah. thank you. Yeah,
I'm glad
it's
that
been
we
really
fucked
fun.
So I could be on this podcast.
Yeah.
Aww, I'm glad. Well, thank you so much for doing it. We really
and you were hesitant.
It.
There was a hesitancy. When I first saw you.
Well, they were not talking about this for other things.
Oh, okay. Right.
So.
Okay, got it. Okay. Well,
so
I'm glad
good.
You came on.
It was wonderful.
Fun.
Happy
Thank
to
so
talk
much.
This type of stuff.
And yeah.
We really appreciate this.
Didn't you have fun?
I had a great time.
So fun. We're like really funny. You know?
And guys, have a great Thanksgiving.
Oh, no. That says next week's the Thanksgiving.
Oh,
yeah, no.
Geez.
Thanksgiving's on Thursday.
Not this Thursday?
Is it not? No,
it's next Thursday.
So this is the last episode before Thanksgiving.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you're right.
I was like, am I going crazy?
No, you're not.
Yeah,
no.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Have a fuck on us.
Yeah. Enjoy
fuck before
fuck
you
on
eat,
us.
Though.
Yeah, don't fuck before the turkey. Okay. This
or
is...
Fuck after the turkey, but just like be dead weights and spoon.
Ugh,
and
that sounds awful.
Just glide the cock in and out.
No,
you know
do
saying?
It before.
Do it both.
Live your life, Andrew. Come on, do it before. All right, this has been another episode of Guys We Fucked. Bye.
Bye.
Later.